Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 30. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honour your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Then Peter spoke up, "We have left everything to follow you." "Truly I tell you," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me in the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life."
Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 30. Generosity isn't just about money. We are called to be generous with all kinds of things. Our time, our words, our forgiveness, our thoughts, our possessions. But ultimately, it must affect our finances too. Jesus talked a lot about money. In fact, he spoke more about money than he spoke about heaven or hell combined. And what he said was incredibly challenging. Jesus suggested that how we spend our money is a decent gauge of what we think of his teaching. He suggested that a good indicator of our faith is our bank account. Unlike Jesus, we don't tend to talk about money. We see it as a personal thing, a bit of a taboo. And if church keeps mentioning money and tithing, well then, we can start getting cynical about the motives. In today's message, the short line in verse 21 is key. Jesus looked at him and loved him. Jesus asked this rich young ruler to sell everything he had and to give to the poor, because he knew it was a heart issue for him. He wasn't trying to back him in a corner. He wanted to set him free. Jesus talks about money a lot because he loves us a lot. Jesus gets money and he gets the human heart. He understands the power money can have to help us accomplish God's purpose. But he also knows the power it has to distract us and to make us think we are sufficient without him. He knows that money and possessions can become idols in our lives and strangle the very purpose we were created for. God doesn't need our money. The one who made everything from nothing doesn't require our handouts. But we need to give. It's a discipleship issue, a freedom thing. He asks us to give because he wants to set us free.